When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, 7:48 on this Monday morning, and we're going to head to our WHBC newsline, and we have Don Meglin with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Pam.
I'm so glad to have you with us this morning because this is a real important event that's taking place on Friday, and you're part of it, obviously, part of the steering committee. Let's take a step back, though, and explain to the listeners how this all came about.
Absolutely. So our event is for Age Friendly Start County, an AARP initiative. And we launched this in Start County out of a luncheon with the Women's Impact Group located here in Canton, just in conversations with many of our members. We were all community trustees that were interested in learning more about what Age Friendly would mean to Start County. And we connected with our friend Susan Sigmund, who is recently retired from the Area Agency on Aging, and she is a resident of Stark County. And so she gathered together with Susan Sigmund, along with Kay Spiegels, Lynn Dragemeyer, and myself, formed a steering committee to start looking at what would an age-friendly Stark County need be, and what could we do to address those needs once they were identified.
Yeah, and that's because the population is aging, correct?
It is aging. Over 40% of Stark County residents are over the age of 50, and that includes myself. So I've always been an advocate for aging. I believe that we grow bolder, not older, and we need to talk about what our community needs now and in the future.
I love that. Me too. I'm right there with you. I'm part of that as well. And you're a native Stark Countyan, so this is important for you as well.
It is. I've always been an advocate for aging. I was very close to my grandmother. My career has taken me from working with Meals on Wheels organizations in Northeast Ohio to more recently with Vantage Aging up in Summit County. And now I'm actually a nonprofit consulting, and I work a lot with organizations that are serving the older adult population.
So what has the steering committee accomplished so far?
So we received the designation for Age-Friendly Stark County in 2022. That was supported by our Stark County commissioners. And that took us quite a bit of time just to meet with all of our community partners to raise awareness about aging in Stark County and talking about what we would need to make our community more livable. And then we met with over 300 individuals across the county and engaged community partners like the library, Stark Parks, JRC, and Altman Hospital. And we were able to do an assessment that was actually funded by the Stark Community Foundation, the Hoover Foundation, and the Altman Foundation and AltCare that allowed us to identify maybe more of the more surprising results that we'll be sharing with anyone interested in attending on Friday.
Yeah, and that brings us to Friday. So what can we expect coming up this Friday?
So on Friday, March 8th, we're hosting a planning session. So we're inviting community members along with those stakeholders that we've met with previously to talk about what a strategic plan looks like, taking the results from the needs assessment and pulling them together into a strategic plan. So we're looking at things like creating safe and more walkable streets, housing, transportation options, better access to key services like healthcare, community engagement, and social isolation and inclusion, which surprisingly, social isolation ended up being one of the more glaring needs in our community because many of our older adults feel very isolated from the community. So those people that would be interested in attending can register by visiting the Direction Home Area Agency on Aging website at dhad.org. Or they can contact Direction Home at 330-896-9172.
So now you're going to gather this information on Friday. It's at St. Michael's Church, correct?
That is correct, yes. Thank you. St. Michael's Church in Canton.
And then once you gather the information, then what will you do after the planning session?
So we're going to take all of the feedback that we receive from our community and combine that with the planning and needs assessment and look at a strategic plan focusing on priority areas. AARP guides a lot of our activities, looking at 8 primary domains, and these would be outdoor spaces and buildings, transportation, civic participation and employment, communication, health services, and housing. So we're going to look at all of those holistically, determine where we need to prioritize our efforts, and take feedback from that to drive subcommittees forward to address those needs.
Will this be, enable you to get assistance in any of these things? How will that work?
That's quite possible. I actually write grants for a living, So there is a lot of funding out there for these types of activities. Already we've looked at in Stark County, the Stark County Regional Planning is already administering more than $1 million from the Ohio Healthy Aging Grants that's providing food assistance and housing assistance, internet access, and digital literacy to local nonprofits. So we're just getting started in what we're able to do. Our neighbors to the north, Summit County, last week, they just earmarked $8 million over the next 2 years to assist eligible residents 60 and older with aging in place, meaning they want to stay in their home. And over 94% of Stark County residents that we surveyed indicated they want to age in place in their own homes. So we're seeing what our neighbors in Ohio are doing, investing, and we're hoping that we will see that down the road for us as well in Stark County.
Yeah, I think this is great because there are many times people feel as though, the older population is left behind, everything is key.
Yes, and they're not. And
right.
We know with this being our base, 40% of our population being older adults, we know we are living longer, we are working longer, we are playing longer, and we really want to retain people here in Stark County. It's an amazing community. My husband Dan and I raised our family here. All of our children have stayed here in Stark County as adults. And we want to bring businesses in here and know that this is a place where you can have a multi-generational family situation when you're here in Stark County.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. All right. So again, give registration information for the event on Friday.
Absolutely. So they can contact Direction Home Area Agency on Aging by phone at 330-896-9172, or they can register online at dhad.org.
And it's at St. Michael's Church, and it's from 8 a.m. until 11:30 a.m., correct?
On Friday, March 8th, yes.
All right, very good. Well, Dawn, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you very much, Pam, for taking the time to visit with us.